Welcome to Talking Facts, what you need to know about family, food, finance, and fitness. This nationally recognized, award-winning podcast is hosted by the University of Kentucky Family and Consumer Sciences Extension Program. Our educators share research knowledge with individuals, families, and communities to improve quality of life.
Hello, and welcome to Talking Facts, what you need to know about family, food, finance, and fitness. I am your host, Mindy McCulley, Extension Specialist for Instructional Support with Family and Consumer Sciences Extension at the University of Kentucky. We are housed in the Martin Gatton College of Agriculture, Food, and Environment. Sometimes we might find that we spend a whole lot more time on our digital devices than perhaps we should or is maybe healthy for us. So today, Dr. David Weisenhorn, who is our Extension Specialist for Parenting and Child Development, is going to share with us some strategies for managing or determining our digital awareness. Welcome, David.
Thank you.
So let's just start at the base level. What in the world is digital awareness?
You know, I think it's just that. I mean, it's funny because I laugh. Sometimes my kids ask me those things and it's like, well, it's in the title, right? The answer is in the question.
Right.
It is, how aware am I about my digital intake or my screen use? You know, I hear from parents all the time about the concerns they have for their children and their children's use of their phones. Mm-hmm. And what's so funny is that my question oftentimes to them after explaining to me their great concerns about their children is oftentimes, well, how much do you use your phone? And 9 out of 10 times, Mindy, I hear I'm on it more than I should be.
Yes.
and research has indicated just that, right? There's a lot of research out there that's looking at screen use and media use, and what they find, hands down, is that we are spending, adults and children are spending more unhealthy amounts of time on screens and media devices than ever before. Now, part of that is because we have more of those devices than ever before as well. But the point is that we are all self-admitting, hey, I'm on this more than I want to be.
Right.
So I think the point is in this, Mindy, is that we do need some, how do we determine if we're on there too much? If we know that we feel in ourselves or we feel guilty or ashamed at the end of the day that I've spent too much time, then how do we do that? How do we check ourselves?
And I was just going to ask or say, maybe when people say they're on it too much, maybe they recognize that they're on it an awful lot, but they have no clue how much they're actually on it. And that's probably a concern, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think oftentimes, like a lot of the other indicators of overuse, if you've ever had indulged too much in certain activities, you might feel bad in the morning, right? If we have too much alcohol, we feel the effects of that in the morning and we feel bad. I think social media can be that way, is that when we find ourselves indulging too much, we feel bad about it because we know at some level of awareness, and maybe it's not always conscious, that, hey, I should have been or could have been spending time that I wasn't spending on other things.
Right.
And so that, I think, is where it leads. And so what I want to share is something that I pulled that I found extremely helpful from Boston Children's Hospital. Okay. So they've got a neat site. If people that are listening to this ever want to peruse and find out what is some of the research, because there's a lot of it that's going on with digital wellness. And it's called the Digital Wellness Lab, and it's in Boston Children's Hospital. In this lab, one of the things that they talk about is just what we're going to talk about today. And that is, how do I determine if I've used this too much or not? How do I stay on top of this? And the first question they say to ask, they give you 4 questions.
Okay.
And the first one is, am I being mindful? You know, asking yourself this, and granted, it takes a bit of awareness to find yourself in this, but are you being present and are you enjoying the people or the events that are happening around you? I cannot tell you, Mindy, how many times I go and watch my son or daughter play in a sporting event and the bleachers are packed, but there's not a parent looking or engaged with another parent anywhere to be seen. They're all looking at their phones. And I think that's kind of the point, is that are we finding ourselves just mindlessly scrolling and looking at our phones, or are we present? And so asking yourself, hey, am I being mindful, at times can help bring that awareness about.
Well, and to your example, lots of times parents think, well, my child is engaged, so I am not required to be present in what they're doing. But when practice is over or when the game is over, if you can't talk to your child about what happened during that game, because maybe something not great happened and they need to process it, or maybe something really good happened and you need to share your excitement with them about that. And if you aren't aware that they happened at all, then what can you do?
Absolutely love what you just said. And I really hope that the listeners will run this back and listen to that again, because I really could not have said that any better. Mindy, what you said was, are you paying attention to maybe something that did it that shouldn't happen or bad that happened that they want to process, that you as the parent can help them process? Or maybe there was something that really good happened that you need to be able to acknowledge and encourage your child in. These are the things that distractions do, that they take away from just that, those opportunities for us to connect and have that relationship with our children and engage in that. Yeah, beautifully said. I had to restate that. I'm sorry. I had to restate that, because we are easily distracted. And sometimes we want, if we're honest, we want to be distracted. Right. And that's not in and of itself bad, but there are times where that distraction can keep us from the things that are really, really important that we would later, again, regret not being a part of that or being present in that moment.
Yeah, if you're sitting in the doctor's office waiting for your appointment, that's a perfect time to be mindless.
Agreed. A good time to be distracted, maybe, yes. Right? Yeah, right. Uh-huh. Before you're going to get that shot. Yeah, it's true.
So I was going to say, tell me, what is the second question?
Am I being kind? The question is, am I being kind? I saw this and initially I thought, well, maybe that's not for everybody, but I think it is, right? We're so quick to see things now on social media and respond. A lot of that can be just reflex. You know, maybe we're not having a great day. We see something that's upsetting and we just want to let go on that and make a couple of snide comments. The reality is that we can say things and respond and react to posts online that really color us in a way that might not be accurate. We really, there's so many opportunities we have in our day-to-day to be kind that we should choose to be kind when we can. And so asking ourselves, hey, I know this is just a social media post. I know this is just a video that I'm watching, but am I taking the opportunity to be kind? Am I putting kindness out there, or am I reflecting negatively? And then how does that impact the rest of my day or my conversations from here on? So yeah. Am I being kind? A good thing to consider.
And whether or not you state it or type it or do it, anything with that unkindness, if you think it, it's going to color your day.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Right. Your next interaction. That's exactly right. And so making sure that how I reply, like, how will people feel about that? You know, right. How am I making somebody possibly feel, and trying to temper what it is we're saying? And is it really worth it in the end?
So question number three.
Yeah. The third question, am I being constructive?
Oh,
this is the one,
that's a big one.
This is the one that seems to be the catch for me here. Is this a good use of my time, and can I be doing something more productive or important? And listen, I get this, and there are a lot of folks that say, hey, wait a minute, we're always driving towards productivity. And so I said, am I being productive? Is there something I'm doing to be more productive? That may not always be the right case, but is there something I could be doing that's more important? And I think that would take us back to our first question, right? Just am I being mindful? Am I paying attention? The more important thing is what's happening with my child, right? That's the more important thing at the moment, not cat videos, not mindless TikTok stuff. It is engaging with my child. It's encouraging my child. It's helping my child understand and process difficult situations. It's exactly those, because that's for sure more important. And no parent would disagree that that's more important than mindlessly scrolling.
Well,
the final question I'll add is, am I being healthy? Uh-huh. Am I being healthy? Is what I'm doing healthy and safe for me mentally, emotionally, and physically. You know, there are a lot of things that can come across our screens that we might find ourselves wanting to delve in and enjoy and continue to look at that might not be what is good for us. And that might be a new car, that could be shopping, that could be a plethora of things. It's not just content that's strictly adult. It's just what knowing yourself and knowing what you might find yourself engaged in. And is that the right thing for me? If I'm dealing with a lot of grief, for me, is it good for me to continue to read about a bunch of sad content or grief-filled content? That might not be the best thing for me at the time. Or if I'm dealing with some emotional turmoil, maybe I'm not in a good spot to be watching fights or arguments or disagreements, however they show up on that. Or maybe it's not politically charged information that maybe is going to set me off, right? It's going to send me on a different path. Is this, again, am I being healthy with my use?
Right. And, you know, so many times we even have to evaluate whether or not that information that is being fed to us is accurate and true information, because sometimes if we get really riled up, that might be the intent of the information and not really what is it provided inside of it.
And, you know, what's so nice about these questions is that they kind of couple with each other. They kind of add one to the other, right? You got going back to, am I being kind? You know, is this content healthy?
Right.
Because if my response is not unkind, then maybe the content itself is something I shouldn't be looking at or indulging. And I'm not saying not that there aren't times to have really good, productive conversations and discussions where people disagree. I think that's fine and healthy. But how am I disagreeing? How am I feeling? And is this the appropriate time?
So, and you and I both know that the research shows that people tend to be less filtered when they're commenting or discussing things online than they might be in real life. And that goes back to these questions. If you answer these questions, then your filters are going to come back on.
Yeah. And I think sometimes some of the reason why we seem a bit less filtered when we're online is because of the immediacy in which we can respond. You know, had you been in front of me, then there may have been a slower processing for me when I'm hearing you share this content. I might be able to process at a slower rate and be able to take a lot more of what's happening with you. And so, yeah, just understanding that we need to ask ourselves, where are we in our digital awareness? Am I being kind? Am I being mindful? Am I being constructive? And am I being healthy?
David, I think these are all wonderful points that will benefit our listeners if they take the time to ask the questions before they indulge in whatever digital activity that interests them. I hope that you'll come back again and we'll talk more about how we manage ourselves.
Thank you so much.
If you are just tuning in, you're listening to Talking Facts. You can find us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Thank you for listening to Talking Facts. We deliver programs focusing on nutrition, health, resource management, family development, and civic engagement. If you enjoyed today's podcast, have a question or a show topic idea, leave a like and a comment on Facebook at UKFCSEXT or send us an email at UKFCSEXT@uky.edu. Visit us online at fcs.uky.edu to learn more about the University of Kentucky Family and Consumer Sciences Extension Program, or contact your local extension agent for Family and Consumer Sciences. We build strong families. We build Kentucky. It starts with us.